Now, we have learnt about all the functions of hospital in the form of planning, organizing, staffing, coordinating, budgeting, reporting, etc. We have got the information system, HIS or HRIS, Human Resource Information System, as well as all the hospital information system together. Once everything is in place, the hospital is functioning well, we'll have to evaluate the services that the hospital is giving, because monitoring and evaluation is very important. Unless we do that periodically, it is difficult to know exactly where we are going. So evaluation should be not only retrospective, that what we have done over the last year, but it should also be concurrent. That means simultaneously you have to evaluate the services going on, so that you need not wait for some problems over the year that has occurred and correct it next year. You should simultaneously correct and prevent some problems whenever needed. So concurrent as well as retrospective, two types of evaluations are there. The purpose of evaluation is, first of all, find out whether the activity that is being done, is it worth doing. That's why nowadays in budgeting also there is a concept of zero budgeting. That means it is not that all the past activities whatever we are doing have some provisionary budget for that, or add some 10% for inflation and then prepare the budget accordingly. No, you have to first of all find out what all activities you are doing for which money is required right from scratch. Each and every activity you have to think over whether it is needed to be done or not. So when you are evaluating, find out first of all whatever activity is being done by various department, is it worth doing, or we can change that. Has the activity accomplished the objectives? Whatever objectives were kept for that particular activity, for that particular department, are you achieving those objectives or not? If not, why you are not achieving? Find out, do the root cause analysis to find out the reasons why you are not able to achieve. Whether it is the failure in input, that means you don't have the right kind of inputs, you don't have the right skilled people, you don't have the right kind of equipment available, the right kind of processes done, the right kind of material available, the supplies available, what is the reason in the input, whether it is that. Find out whether there is any problem in the output or some processes that are being done, whether proper communication is not there, whether the people who are supposed to do that job, they are remaining absent for a long time due to some or the other social reason or private reason, and they are not being controlled properly. So whether it is processes, whether you are using obsolete processes, or whether the output that is coming or outcome that is coming is not proper because of some or the other reason. Methodology, find out the processes that you are using. By using the methodology, by using the questionnaire at the input level, process level and output level. It can be self-administered question, it can be some observers, some subject matter experts who can go and do this kind of evaluation by finding out whether the inputs there is a problem, whether the in process there is a problem, or whether there is a outcome or the output there is a problem. Find out the source of information for this can be hospital statistics by reports that you are generating every month, every week, every year, etc. Hospital statistics will tell you that the outcome is proper or not, or whether the input is proper or not. Then you have to do the surveys regularly for finding out, getting the feedback from customers, so customer feedback survey, getting the feedback from your employees, employee survey you can do by having the questionnaire and answering them and getting the feedback from them. Who carries evaluation? It can be either outsiders who have got highly skilled in that particular field, they can do the thing, or it can be done by service providers themselves, but there is a likelihood of bias in that. And the users, that means the customers, the patients, their relatives, they can give the feedback. So various kinds of evaluations are available by all these people. Now, as far as the outcome output is concerned, is basically health status improvement of the patient should occur. That means the morbidity level should go down, the disease pattern should change, one should not fall ill so frequently, prevention should be done, and mortality, number of patients dying in a hospital should reduce day by day. So, morbidity and mortality should reduce. WHO guidelines for improvements for outputs, one is it should be effective. That means for what purpose you are doing that, you should achieve that purpose. It should be effective, you should be able to achieve your goals. Secondly, it should be efficient. That means you should optimize all the resources and still get the output or the outcome better and better. It should be accessible to all. The top person should not be rude with the patients. He should be having the open door policy. So, the hospital services should be accessible to all. That means the location of the hospital should be such where people can easily reach. There should be good amount of transportation available. It should be reasonable as far as the charges are concerned. And there should be some beds which are free of cost for the poor patients. So, it should be accessible to all. At the same time, what kind of treatment you are giving should be acceptable to community patients based on their cultural aspect, etc. At the same time, it should be equitable. That means you are not supposed to discriminate any patient based on his ethnicity, based on his race, based on his gender, based on his location where he is staying, or any factor whatsoever. So, it should be equitable and it should be safe. Whatever treatment you are giving, do no harm to the patient, which is the oath given by Hippocrates to any doctors. So, whatever treatment you are giving to the patient, see to it that there is no injury occurring to the patient while transportation, while doing surgery. There should not be any negligence. It should be safe for the patient for all kinds of services that you provide. So, these are the important 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 important aspects which are given as the guideline by World Health Organization for improving your services in a hospital. Now, Bruce has given us the concept of quality of care to the patient, in which he says that you have to have the choice of methods available to the patient. So, you have to explain to the patient for his particular disease what exactly it involves, what are the various ways by which he can be treated, and the choice should be given to the patient to decide. Information given to clients, you have to give thorough information, clear information to the client, that is the patient, in his own language so that he understands clearly. There should not be any technical jargons in your making him understanding regarding his disease, regarding his prognosis in future, regarding his treatment, regarding his dosages to be taken, and the care he has to take regarding his lifestyle also. So, information, right to information is very important for the clients, and fortunately today we are seeing many hospitals where they are displaying right to information also. What all things they have got rights to ask when they are being treated in the hospital. So, information given to clients. At the same time, you should have high technical competence in your hospital. So, highly qualified and highly skilled doctors, nurses and paramedical staff in the form of lab technicians, ECG technician, EEG technician, radiology technician, those who are giving radiotherapy, those who are doing dialysis, all of them should be highly technical, highly skilled technical staff should be there. So, your technical competence should be world best in a way, or matching to the benchmark of the world you should have. Then you should have a very good interpersonal relationships. Well, patients at times may not be knowing the technology aspect, but the way you approach the patient, the way you explain the patient, how compassionate you are, your emotional intelligence or emotional quotient is very important while dealing with patients, because they are already in pain, they are suffering. So unless you are very compassionate, unless you are friendly with them, unless you are accessible to them, they are not going to tell you what they need or what exactly they are suffering from at times. So interpersonal relations with the patient, with other doctors, with colleagues, with your subordinates, with your administrators, all these aspects are important. Unless people are compassionate with each other, unless they are coherent, patient care will not be proper. Follow-up and continuity mechanisms. You have to regularly follow up with all the services that you are giving, monitor them, evaluate them, and you should give continuous service. You can't say that, okay, today you are cured, forget about it. You have to regularly call them back. You have to evaluate and monitor their health status, if they are developing any complications because of the treatment, if there are any adverse reactions to the drugs that you have given, they have to be told to immediately approach you without any hesitation. So proper follow-up and continuity mechanisms should be there. At the same time, the appropriate constellation of services should be there, so that people should feel that whatever service they need, whether it is counseling, whether it is any other technological service, whether it is the treatment, whether it is prevention, whatever is required by the patient and the relatives, they are available in the hospital. Now let's understand how to improve healthcare systems. What are the ways to do that? First and foremost, you should develop and implement national standards for your hospital. The best of the national hospitals like AIIMS, or in Bombay you can have, say, Breach Candy Hospital, Jaslok Hospital, Hinduja Hospital, etc. Best of the hospital, you can have the national standards developed, whereby there is accreditation given. Develop and implement national accreditation of hospitals, NABH, National Accreditation Board of Hospitals. We'll learn that in detail later, but this is also one of the important way to develop good healthcare system, where you have got the standards developed. There are benchmarks, there are certain requirements to be fulfilled when you want to give quality service. Then only you'll be allowed to function as a good hospital. Health insurance should be there for all, because as you know, the treatment is becoming more and more expensive for people. As you know, anybody admitted in a hospital within 3 days, his bill goes up to thousands of rupees, say 20,000, 40,000, 1 lakh. It depends on the type of disease he is suffering from. And once in ICU, minimum 15 to 20,000 per day it is. So the cost is increasing day by day, in which case one should have health insurance for all so that they are covered. One should practice only evidence-based medicine. That means those medicines, we have got thorough evidence that they are going to be useful for treating this particular disease. There are many studies done, and we have seen the results all over the world, that only those medicines which are really helpful for treating this disease should be used. No haphazard treatment should be given, proper dosage should be used, and only evidence-based medicine should be used. No incentives for referring physicians to hospitals, consultants, imaging and diagnostic centers. There should not be any incentive given to the referring physicians when they are referring the patients to other specialists, when they are referring to imaging centers for MRI, X-ray or any other nuclear studies, etc. Develop multi-speciality group practice. You can develop multi-speciality group practice, whereby suppose one person, one specialist in that group is not available due to certain emergency. Suppose he has gone to another nation because of his parent not being well or something, or he himself is sick. Patients should not suffer because of that. You can have other certain specialist in the group who will take care of that, and when he comes back, he will again take care of that patient. So one should develop multi-speciality group practice. Encourage business schools to develop executive training program for healthcare to to reduce the talent gap for leadership in this area. Many of the hospitals earlier were led by consultants who were medical consultants. They were becoming the hospital administrators and they were not having the skills for managing a hospital because it's a different ball game. So many of the business schools have now started the course of masters in hospital and healthcare administration or diploma in hospital and healthcare administration, etc., whereby these consultants can go and learn for a year or two and develop the right kind of managerial skills required to run a hospital, because only clinicians, pure clinicians, cannot have the capability and the skills for running the hospital services smoothly, because it requires different kinds of skills, managerial skills, for running it smoothly. Public-private partnership is another way of having a good hospital healthcare management system, because what happens in government hospitals, they do not have sufficient funds to have the latest machines, latest equipments, and at times they are not paying that well to the doctors who are full-timers. The highly skilled doctors are not ready to work for them, and hence if we are having public-private partnership, we can utilize both of them, where corporates are taking care of the salary of the highly skilled doctors if required. They are taking care of the latest equipments availability, and because of their CSR activity, at times they can also help us in affordability of the services given. Government commission to monitor healthcare system performance. At the same time, government should appoint a commission comprising of experts in various fields as far as the hospital services are concerned, who should regularly monitor and evaluate various hospitals' services and then give the recommendations and enforce them to function as per the latest requirement and give a quality care to the patients. What are the significant components of client expectations if we see? Customer is God, we say. Even Mahatma Gandhi has told once that a hospital or any organization that runs, it is running because of the customers. Unless the customer is there, what you are going to produce and how you are going to run your organization? Similarly, unless a patient is there, what's the use of that hospital, even though you are having the best of the facilities available there? So it is for the patient that we are serving, and the customer is not a hindrance to us for giving the services, but it is the most important person for our services. That's what we say. So let's understand what are the significant components of client expectations, what they expect from you. One is, they should feel comfortable when they come. The right kind of ambience should be there in the hospital. You should have sufficient greenery. Being treated as a mature individual. The customer or the patient wants that he is a mature individual. He should be treated in that way. It is not that the doctor decides everything. I say you are suffering from this, you are supposed to take this, 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 that's all. No. He has to be given the due respect. He is a mature individual. He should be given exact information, what all things he is suffering from, what are the likely risk factors that you are having, what is the prognosis of his disease, what are the treatments, various kinds of treatments available for his disease. And he should be given the choice what he wants, which kind of treatment he wants out of that. And it should be told to him in his own language so that he can understand, and there should not be any technical jargon used. Getting information about disease, he should exactly know what disease he is suffering from. He should know what are the drugs available for treating this disease, what are the alternative medicines available, say for example allopathy, Ayurveda, Yunani medicine, or some other type of Tibetan etc. medicines available for that particular disease. What are the side effects of the drugs that are going to be given to him? What are the earliest signs of the side effects? He should learn how to participate in taking care of his own disease. He should feel safe in the hands of the doctor. That kind of compassionate doctors should be there, whereby they are making him feel comfortable and safe. He should be given reassurance about his disease condition, and he will become all right within few days or within a certain period, and he should not worry for this. He should feel more in control of his own disease by knowing exactly why he is suffering from this, what are the adverse things that can occur, what he should avoid, and how he should tackle his disease. He should be given thorough counseling. The counselor should be very empathetic, and it should lead to reduction of mental stress for him, and he should be very positive about his disease treatment. Now, how you are going to measure the client satisfaction, the customer or the patient satisfaction? First and foremost can be by getting the feedback from the customer by self-administered questionnaire. You can fill up that form of feedback. Secondly, it can be focus groups who can be separately interviewed separately by the experts in that field in his own language, and then get the feedback from him. It can be informal visit by the support staff who can go and visit and attend the patient and ask them informally how you are feeling, what treatment you are getting, what disease you are suffering from, so that he can come to know whether he knows he is having thorough information about everything that is being given. You can keep suggestion boxes where he can put his suggestions for improvement of the services of the hospital, or his comments about the services provided to him. And there can be client hotlines available whereby he can directly send the information regarding his opinion about the services given or any requirements that he wants. That's how we have seen hospital as a system, how a group of processes can be combined together to give a particular function, and also how it can be considered as an organization, right from planning, organizing, the coordination, coherence, the leadership, as well as the reporting and budgeting aspect. And we have seen the teaching part in research and innovation, as well as the client satisfaction and the feedback from the patients to overall give us the best quality care to the patients, which the benchmark of the world's best hospitals in a way. Thank you.